Jamie. How are you?
Hey, overwhelmed.
Great.
Other than that, I'm good. Yes. Do you know what's so? I was like, oh, this is good. We're recording at 8 because this will give me time to relax and rest. And somehow that whole time went by, me doing work on my computer.
Oh, no.
And
I thought you were
like
gonna.
not, I know, which is, I mean, we've been having conversations about how I'm working too much. So this is just like another indicator because I mean, it wasn't like I was surfing, like a fun, like I'm gonna lose myself in Facebook, which I guess isn't fun, or like I'm gonna go online shopping. It was literally like work.
I know.
So that's okay. It's a good reminder. And I'm glad I'm saying it on the podcast because it's gonna be out there.
Well,
It's
it's
this is evidence, more evidence. So.
of your ability to work too much.
Well, more it I'm I think how I'm trying to look at it is it's positive because it's holding me accountable. So the more that I talk about it, the more I can't ignore it.
Okay, good. Well, that's
That
what
makes sense.
everybody's here for. Yep.
Oh, how are you, Iris?
I'm good. I was like just thinking about, like, I know today we're supposed to talk about imposter syndrome, but I was just like, I don't, do you feel like talking about that? I feel like, are you exhausted of talking about stuff, or do you want to talk about that in?
Well, I mean, I think it relates to being overwhelmed, right? Because I think that you're more susceptible to imposter syndrome when you're overwhelmed.
Definitely.
It's kind of like if if you've been eating only junk food, or if you your immune system is down, then you're more susceptible to, your body not feeling well. So I kind of look at it the same way, but I mean, there's other things we can talk about. We can talk about Bennifer. We can talk about Melinda and Bill Gates. There's so much to talk about. Oh, wait, I think we talked about Melinda and Bill Gates last time, but that was before that article came out about Jeffrey Epstein that I sent you, right?
Yes, I didn't read it though, if I'm being honest. I haven't read anything. I'm not reading
Okay, well, I can
anything.
tell you about it.
Yeah,
It's
tell us all
so
about it.
amazing. I'm so proud of Melinda, and I'm so glad it's coming out. So basically, it was just, I mean, it's basically what the headline was, which is Jeffrey Epstein is part of a reason that they're divorcing. And of course, who knows that this is, I don't know if I read it well enough to tell you that this came from her, like she came out publicly and said this, or this is a rumor. Although I think it makes sense because Bill Gates has been linked to Jeffrey Epstein since 2013 or even earlier. And maybe it's just 2013 when she started having concerns, but that's a real reason that their relationship ended because she was really concerned about him having a relationship with Jeffrey.
I mean, I would be concerned too. The guy is
Yes.
like a bad guy.
I love it. I love how like it's because to me it's so principled and it's so about your values. And she's also just supporting women and going against patriarchy and sexism and supremacy and all these things, right? Male supremacy. So I just think that's really cool if that is true. I hope it's true.
Well,
I
I
mean,
mean,
not that I want a divorce to happen. Well, I don't know that I'm pro or against. I think it's really about what is going to be best for the two of them, which could be a divorce, actually. But I'm certainly, it sounds like it was difficult at times, and I'm certainly not pro things being difficult.
yeah, I feel like we are happily getting a divorce. I mean, I would assume. I think, I don't know. It seems like it's been like something they're working on for some
Well,
time.
they're so rational about it, so I think it's hard to know.
I mean, I'm gonna hope that they're like consciously uncoupling and it's gonna be great because I feel like the strife of it all sucks. Like some people are able to just have like these super quiet divorces, which I think is good. I mean, sometimes it's so messy. I think that's what we're used to, and I'm like, maybe they were just like, I mean, it sounded like he had like another girlfriend for a long time. Somebody who he was going on like extended vacations with, that was his ex, and they
Bill
would do it
Gates.
every year. Yeah.
Oh, That I didn't know. That's weird.
Yeah, like he was like going on vacation with his ex-girlfriend every year. Like, I don't know. It just seems weird.
And,
okay,
like that a lot is of weird shit going considering on. Bill and Melinda have been together for like 30 years. Why are you still communicating with your ex? I mean, they're to me, and I have strong feelings about this, you know, we've talked about, but to me, there is not really a lot of reasons to keep in contact with an ex. I think it's pretty rare that you can really have that, especially over years, and to be that close mm-hmm. when you're married.
Like a vacation a year, it sounded like.
Was the ex also?
I think she's married too.
Oh, interesting.
I'm deeply into this. That just shows you like how little. I'm just like, I saw this in peripheral and I was like, huh, that's crazy. But I don't know. Like mm-hmm. I heard that she was married. But I don't think it was like a secret. I think it was just like, yes. And we go on a week-long vacation together and talk about, I don't know, like, I guess they're into the same stuff. I have no idea, but definitely heard it was everywhere. I heard more about that than definitely the stuff that you sent over. So yeah, it was an article about how he took yearly beach vacations with his ex throughout his marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So great. I mean, maybe.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Now I'm feeling like maybe I'm being judgy. Like, whatever works for people, you know? I mean, if they were, if that worked in their relationship and everyone was mm-hmm. kind of, you know, on the same page, like, whatever.
Yeah, for 27 years, they were just like, hey, this is fine. So, I mean, I don't know if I'd be okay with it, but maybe.
Yeah, I think it's just hard when you like, have a celebrity relationship because maybe you'd be fine with it, but not maybe being splashed everywhere for people like you and I to find out about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I already like, feel enough shame and judgment not being a celebrity. I can't imagine. I mean, what'd you say? I'm sorry. I spoke over you.
Oh, I was just saying that. Is it like, are we having a bad connection? Can you not hear me?
No, I can hear you. I think we're just both talking at the same time, which happens sometimes.
Okay. I was just, I don't even know. It sounds like horrible. Like, anyway, I was just basically saying, I mean,
not
on
my end.
About it. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew about it for like 27 years. So I guess it was fine.
Well, I guess what I'm saying though is you found that. But are you saying you didn't find out about that until the divorce?
Exactly.
That posted? Oh.
Like, yeah. So I'm okay. Like it was a well-kept secret for 27 years of their relationship. So.
Yeah, I guess I would just think as a celebrity, I wouldn't trust that. I'd always wonder if it would come out or what other people would like it, you know, I think my point is it just exacerbates the amount of shame and judgment you can potentially feel. Which I already feel like is my biggest struggle in my life. And I feel like I'm pretty private. Mm-hmm. So, you know, now, of course, it's the level is different for everybody. But I don't know. It sounds like challenging.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily
and that's why
love
they,
to.
Mm-hmm, sorry.
No, I just think I wouldn't love that either. So
yeah. And I read they took like 2 years consciously to make this decision, mm-hmm. which I don't blame them.
Yeah, they're super rich. And I mean, it was easy for them to, I think it's like miraculous what the press finds out about and what they don't, because there's
true.
So much where I think that people just don't ever hear about.
Mm-hmm. No, that's
true. It's like they want to. So, I mean, they were able to keep like the girlfriend stuff, the ex-girlfriend stuff and the uncoupling for the last 2 years, they were able to be like very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people, but it also like who's looking into Bill and Melinda Gates? Like probably no one. I don't think that like the Kardashians could keep a divorce secret, but like, I don't think the press is actively seeking out information about like they are, but it's not like paparazzi's following them around to figure out what they're doing.
Is that true? You think that's true? I don't know enough. I mean, I feel like you would know I don't know that I want to say you're into that stuff more than I am because I am into it, but I don't know that I see as much as you do.
I just don't think as many people care. Like, I just don't think it's like, mm-hmm. they're not.
Well, what's funny is I think they do. but in different ways. Let me say this. I don't think it's like, ooh, this is so juicy and it's exciting. It's more like what I'm hearing is like people are really sad. They're like, what does this mean for love and marriage? If they can't make it work, oh my gosh. Like people really looked at their relationship as a role model, which I don't think people do with the Kardashians.
Well, but I don't think that anybody would look to that. Like they're just not like your favorite author, right? Like mm-hmm. if, I don't know, like whoever you like to read, somebody really famous, like James Patterson, I guess is famous. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nobody's looking to see if he's getting a divorce. It's like a very different type of celebrity. It's like, yeah, like if you got a divorce, I'm sure we would hear about it, but like you're not.
No, I don't think they're rooting or they're thinking it's going to happen. I think people have been shocked now that it's come out. But right, yes, are they like hunting for it or trying? I understand what you're saying.
That's why I'm saying.
Versus like the Kardashians. Those, I think
where people are like looking for that. Like I think that they're just able to follow, fly under the radar because it's not like. People are searching daily about like Chloe and Tristan. Like people are looking for that information.
I was just
going to
say
that.
Or like Kanye and Kim. I think we're all kind of like, okay, how long can Kim do this for?
Right.
Kanye just keeps like doing stuff that's crazy.
So yeah, I think that people are just like, you know, I mean, it was probably a little bit easier because you don't look into that. And I think that
that's
like,
true. They're focused on his philanthropy.
Mm-hmm. And hers
or-
too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, you know, the chips that he's put. Do you know one of the funniest things? I don't know if I told you this. I know I told somebody, but I don't think it was you. But someone on Facebook wrote, one of my Facebook friends wrote, so like who gets the chips that are implanted from the vaccines? Which that is not true. I feel like we have to say that is not true. That is a conspiracy theory. Or we don't believe it's true. I guess we don't know for sure, but like pretty sure. 99% it's not true. But anyway, someone posted like, so who gets the chips now that they're separated? And I said, well, I said every other Wednesday and on the weekends, Bill gets them and then gets them the rest of the time.
That was funny.
And then someone else wrote, I hope Melinda gets full custody of mine.
I like, you know, there's not much going on in here, so I don't really care who gets my chip. It's okay. It's not very, it's probably not an interesting trip.
Oh, I think your chip is interesting. I wouldn't say that.
I don't think I'm doing anything very like interesting though. I'm just like, okay, like.
No, I don't think you try to be interesting. I just think you're an interesting person, Iris. And I actually mean that in a really positive way.
Oh, thanks.
For other people, I would mean it in a like, you're interesting, but no, like you're an interesting person. You're fascinating. And I feel like a lot of people could learn from your chip.
Well, I mean,
certainly learned a lot from it.
I meant
not from that perspective.
Not from my
chip. But from just being friends with you.
Well, I mean, if you ever want to view my chip, you can ask them. I mean, it's available.
Okay.
I don't mind sharing it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I appreciate
I've already said that I'm okay with people like listening to my phone calls, whatever. I don't care. I'm not talking about anything important. Just like,
yeah, I probably, if I wasn't a therapist, I'd probably feel like that too. But obviously being a therapist, I am uber like, I can't have a ring doorbell. Like people are like for my house, they're like, you need to get a ring doorbell.
Well, like
I'm like,
no. And all that stuff.
Yeah. I can't get any of that because of the, like, I don't know though why I have a smartphone though, because I guess that could, you know, I use that. So I guess I could be getting recorded, but I feel
you're
like that's
to,
the
like,
farthest
mitigate.
I can go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, just
exactly.
Do the most you can to avoid it.
Yeah, like I swear I heard from someone that a boyfriend of his girlfriend who was in therapy like got the recording of the session through their Nest or something.
Okay, well.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. She should be worried.
Yeah.
Like he's not well. That's not normal.
Yeah, that's called stalking. Mm-hmm. That's what that is.
Like, you should not want to hear, I don't know, I never want to hear what people, like, I think people say things and it doesn't mean anything all the time. Like, of course you're frustrated. Of course you don't like this person right now. It doesn't mean everything. And if you wanted to, every time somebody's like, if I had a special power, I'd want to read people's minds or like hear their thoughts. I don't want that. No, thank you. No. Absolutely. No, unless it was like bank statements and I could like turn it on and off, like, know the code to eliminating my student loan debt. That would be great. But, you know, normal people's thoughts, I don't want to hear those.
Yeah.
But the guys in charge of my student loans, I would be interested to hear how they can delete those. And everyone's. I'm happy to delete everyone's student loans. Nobody needs those anymore. Every time somebody gets hacked, I'm like, why didn't you hack this? Don't you feel like that would be better? Why are you protecting my student loans? Eliminate them. That'll cause mass disturbance. If you want to disturb people, do that. We'd all be so grateful. I'd be grateful.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, yeah, the amount of debt, like the amount that things cost versus the amount of money that we make has exponentially been, like the discrepancy between the two has been exponentially growing for a while now.
Well, yeah, but also like, I just don't want to pay them. Like, I'm like, if it was just like the regular amount, that would be fine. But it's like the interest part of it seems ridiculous. Also, like, I feel like if I'm not, if there's anything where it's like, well, that wasn't really helpful to me, I feel like I should be able to dispute it. These are all just ideas that I have. Long story short.
So basically you're saying like, I shouldn't pay the $3,000 for that class because it really wasn't helpful for me in my life. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like a product. I know that Nina had a class recently where her professor literally went missing for like 3 weeks, didn't grade any of their homework or respond to their questions. I'm like, why is this a class people have to pay for?
You know, that's a really good point.
Like, you disappeared. You weren't even here to help me.
It's one thing when
what
it's a few hundred dollars, right? But when it's a few thousand dollars, that kind of changes things, especially when you're right. When you add up the interest, then it becomes maybe tens of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm. So weird. Like, I just, I don't know. Yeah. I hate student loans. I mean, obviously I get it. We can't get things for free. It's just my pipe dream that one day somebody
actually,
will.
I don't think that's true. I actually think we could get education for free.
I mean, I disagree. Think that we could.
Now, could we, like, could you get Harvard level for free? No.
Right.
That I don't agree with. But, like, I think there could be some colleges that should be and could be free.
I mean, hopefully that's, like, from your lips to somebody's ears, but I don't know.
They gosh. I have to say that I've been really happily surprised with Biden in terms of how liberal he's been. However, mm-hmm. it seems pretty clear that he's pretty not interested in the student debt stuff. Not certainly as liberal as Elizabeth Warren or who's the other one who just ran? I don't know why I'm Bernie. Not as much as Bernie, which I mean is not a surprise, but he's been more liberal on other things. So,
well, I mean, I hope that they figure it out because I definitely think.
It's a huge problem. Yeah, you would think they would. I don't know.
Well, and I think it's very easy for people to, I think a huge part of why people did want to elect him was like the belief that this stuff would happen. And I still definitely think it's entirely probable that whatever his name is, Donald, will run again in 4 years. And so I just think that
he absolutely is going to run in 4 years unless he legally cannot, he will absolutely run. That's what he's doing now. He's already running.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just can't officially yet because you can't put in your candidacy yet. But I mean, that's what the big lie is all about is that's his candidacy. Wouldn't you say?
Well, I just think that if you don't, I don't know about that, but what I do know is that.
Oh, I think it is. I think it's a bid for sure.
I feel like if there's not enough excitement about the Democratic Party and if Biden is the nominee and he didn't do the things that like people really were hopeful for, I feel like a setup for failure, you know?
That's true. And maybe that kind of will push him to do more of those things. I mean, I already think, I mean, if you look at what's happened so far, it's kind of remarkable. I mean, it's kind of cool to see like the similarities between what he's doing and what FDR did. Cause like, I am a total sucker for FDR. Mm-hmm. I think he's actually my biggest celebrity crush.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, because he's so amazing. He wasn't perfect by any means, but like,
you just loved him. Yeah. He was up there for you.
Oh my
gosh. And not that you were alive, but
yeah. So, but that's why I'm saying like now he is, because I wouldn't know that I would have always said that, but I've always really looked up to just his presidency and what he did. And I just read that Biden was talking about doing like a core similar to cores that FDR did around clean energy, around like how building our environmental sustainability, which is an amazing idea. I'm sure it's not, you know, it started with him. I'm sure other people have thought about this already, but I was like, that is so cool. That would be awesome. That's exactly what we need, in my opinion.
Well, I think I'm curious to see what will happen. I feel like,
yeah, maybe you're right. And I'm being too negative about the student debt stuff.
Oh no, no. Right. Well, no. But you know, I just hope that can serve as like a momentum is all.
Yeah. And I also think the problem is that from what I've read, canceling student debt, the way that it probably would end up happening is sort of similar to this most recent stimulus, but even more so, it's going to be restricted. So it's probably going to be less money than what we would want. Mm-hmm. It probably would encompass less people than we think. So it would be people who are really, really in need, and it would only be certain loans. Like, for example, because I refinance my loans, even though originally mm-hmm. they were federal, now apparently they're private. So I wouldn't be covered because they're only going to maybe cancel federal, right? So I just think it's
back to my reason why somebody just needs to go in and just delete it all. That's all.
Come on, hackers. You're doing all this other shit.
Yeah. Like, seriously. Hello.
We need to start hackers for good, Iris. Start just putting money in people's bank accounts.
I don't even want any money. I just want you to cancel my student loans. That's all.
Well, no, I know. I know. But honestly, that is giving you money.
Exactly. Don't give me cash, though. I just eliminate, like, I would take that over anything else because I don't want to pay them. I know I should, but I just don't want to.
No, it just seems so insurmountable. It really does. I mean, I read something about like older people now are coming to this radical acceptance that they're never going to pay it off. Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's most people because it's just really out of control.
Yeah.
So you're just like, you know, stuck with it. It's your lifelong bill.
Yeah.
Like nobody's paying anymore either.
That's heavy. I guess you're never alone. You always have your student debt.
You always have your student loan debts. And if you really want to talk to someone, the people at the
call Navient. They'll answer.
Yeah, Navient. That's who it is. They'll definitely answer.
That's kind of dark.
It's just true.
It's also true. Yes. Oh.
They're available to talk. what a weird day. Like, actually, for once, don't really have very much to say. I think I just have a horrible headache.
I'm sorry, Iris. Well, I had a headache because I didn't eat enough last night and I didn't sleep well.
Well, every time I have at the end of my pack of birth control, I always get a headache. It's like the week of my period. It's just so awful.
Do you know what's so interesting to me? This is something we can talk about that I've noticed from working as a therapist, but then also hearing about it in my personal life. But I think it's just like when you're a therapist, you just hear about so many people's lives and such a diversity of people, even though I would say the clients I see are not probably as diverse as they could be, if I'm being honest. I definitely something I want to work on. But anyways, something I've noticed is how the lack of information the lack of knowledge that we have about understanding what happens with women's bodies and their health during menstruation. We literally know nothing, and women everywhere are struggling with symptoms that basically they go to their doctor and their doctor's like, oh.
Yeah, basically. I mean, honestly.
So pathetic. What the fuck is that?
It's just so annoying, but
you know how many women I know that get migraines every time, like before they menstruate, when they're menstruating, after, like it's the same cycle. It's different for everybody, but like it's so common. How do we know nothing about this? We're just that's just the way it is. Like, that just is what happens. What?
Yeah, like that's just literally what happens. I mean, it's not acceptable.
That's what I'm saying. You're just
going to have a migraine for a week or two out of a month. That's
Yeah.
It's because that's basically what happens. Like, either I get a migraine before or right after. Sometimes both, but like, definitely I have one. Like, I
Ooh,
have one
that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Double winner
it's
then.
It's a surprise. You never know. You're going to have to wait and see what's going to happen. But I think it's just like the drastic drop in whatever, the estrogen or whatever, honestly.
Right.
I
and then
know.
Menopause is a whole nother thing that we know shit about.
Oh, I know. Like, they sent my mom home from work because mm-hmm. she had a fever, but it's because she's going through menopause. And like, she tried to explain that and they were like, well, you still have to go home. And she's like, well, I have a fever every day.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember when fevers were not a thing? We didn't give a shit about fevers?
Yeah, I'd be like, whatever. I mean, I feel like now I think we should care about fevers.
No, I agree, but we have to discern. Just like you said, if someone has a fever every day, like that's their baseline because of menopause, which is so true.
Or just like for me, like sometimes like when I take my MS medicine, it, like an hour or two in, it gives you like a hot flash. And for like 45 minutes, I
warm.
Yeah, it's like pretty, bro. It's like kind of horrible. But
it does sound like, horrible. I really hate sweating, I have to tell you. It's my one of my least favorite things.
And it feels like skin prickling. Like it feels like you have like little. It's
no, like acupuncture everywhere kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Which I really need to try. I've decided I want to try acupuncture again.
Some people swear by it. Pam.
Yeah.
Who you don't know.
I tried it, but I haven't done it enough. I only went like one or two sessions, which I don't think is enough.
Yeah. She said she has, I think she's been doing it for like a year and she said it's been like really great for her. But yeah, like it's just pretty terrible, but there's lots of have a fever that are not COVID related, especially if now they're telling you that if you're vaccinated, you don't have to, like, if you're exposed to someone who has COVID and you are vaccinated, you can still go to work is what the new thing is. So if that's the case, she's vaccinated, why would it matter? Like, it's just so confusing.
Well, but here's the thing, though, is I think some of the struggle with the CDC guidelines is that how do they apply to businesses? I mean, businesses have to think about their liability. And I'm thinking about this because I have my own business. So they can't, the CDC really needs to have separate guidelines for businesses, or businesses have to make their own decisions because they have, it's not just like an individual who's making their own decision and they deal with the consequences of that decision. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? The business is making decisions for the entire business, and that affects a lot of people.
I just think it's going to be something, though, that it's like very easy. There's two sides of it. Cause like if you're an hour.
I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I just think it's complicated, I guess is what I'm saying.
I think it's really complicated because I think you can get sued if you allow somebody to come to work with a fever. And let's say they do have COVID.
Right.
But also, though, if you have an hourly, not an hourly worker, so this isn't about her, but let's say you're an hourly worker.
Is she still at the dental place?
No, she's at the YWCA. But if you were an hourly employee someplace and they and you got sent home from work because you were in like menopause, but like they were still using the fever, even though the CDC says you can go to work, that person could sue you too. So I just really don't think there's a good answer. There's not enough. They have put the cart before the horse, as has often happened, because there's a lot of legal implications either way. It's like, you can be fucked for sending someone home, but also fucked for letting them stay, because COVID pay is out. That was out as of March 31st. So if you get sent home and you're an hourly employee, you don't get paid for that. But if you're vaccinated, the CDC says you can come to work. So what do you do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly.
The CDC guidelines are confusing to me, honestly. Now, I don't know that they could guidelines be any less confusing, though. I mean, I think it's just a confusing thing.
Well, I think we just have to decide if we are, I think we like to put it the lamest way, we have to decide if COVID is still a thing or if it's not, because if it is still a thing, something that we're concerned about,
well,
then you should send people home from work. But if you don't send people home from work, then the law that made it so that those people
yes, be consistent. True. Yes, true.
It both ways.
Yeah,
where you're sending people home from work and not
paying
them.
Is that question can change on a daily or minute or second basis based on new information, because we just don't have enough information. So that's hard too, right?
Yeah.
Like you can be like, oh, this week it's fine. And then who knows what's going to happen 2 weeks. Like, I want to hope that things are going to continue in the trajectory they're continuing. But I think based on last year, I don't feel comfortable saying that, trusting mm-hmm. in that. I just don't.
I just think that they definitely need to either.
But I get how you're saying the consistency. Like, if you're going to say that, like, there, if you're going to lower the risks, then you need to also, like, do that across the board. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, either it's fine or it's not. Because if
I think this has been the problem all along, right? Is that government has not been strong enough to be able to step in and give a unified, clear response. Mm-hmm. And that is unfortunately because of how our government is set up.
Yeah. I just think that they need
the
to,
states are too strong.
A little individuals. Bit. Uh-huh. More clear. Like, I think it could yeah. be very, very messy to,
yeah. And
you
this
know.
Is why other countries don't have the same issue, right? Like, Asian countries, like, I don't think they have the same issue. Like, they have a more centralized government. And so they mm-hmm. can just say, like, this is how it is. And people are like,
I know.
Okay.
I know. But also, like, that's horrible. So I'm like, I don't know
that every country, I mean, there are issues like I'm thinking about South Korea, for example, like they have centralized, but it's not like a dictatorship. But maybe I'm saying that because I don't know enough. I know North Korea is totally different.
No. I think that they are like,
or like Thailand or Taiwan, like their response. Well, I don't know about Thailand, but Taiwan's response was pretty good.
They have like lots of, if you look into the situation with Taiwan, they have lots of human rights issues there. So it's kind of like, it's kind of like a messy situation. Cause like the best things and the worst things about like, it's like the best and the worst.
Well,
of cases
and maybe it's
is
more about
country.
maybe it's not, maybe some of it is more centralized government, but also I think you have to trust your government too. Right. Like, so even yeah. it like, because there are countries that have centralized governments, but no one trusts them, right? And that then they're having a lot. Like India, for example, excuse me, I think their government's more centralized, but like no one trusts the government at all. I don't blame them.
I think that if
based
you
on
have,
what's happening over there.
If you, I don't know if it's possible to have a centralized government and have people, because truthfully, I really like truly think that if you give one person so much power, people like.
Oh, just, I don't mean, I don't, by the way, when I say centralized, I don't mean a dictatorship or fascism.
But I think
I
it's
just,
kind of like if you don't have any other people to check you, it's
well,
like such a slippery slope.
That's not what I'm saying, though. I think I'm saying that I think there are two, I personally believe that states' rights are too strong in order for the federal government to work effectively.
I love the way that our country is set up, which I know is a really unpopular opinion nowadays.
No,
but
no,
I
not necessarily. I think everybody disagree. Like, I think yeah. there are different opinions. I don't think that's an unpopular one. We can, and
because
we can
I think
disagree.
That, like how Illinois is different from like, you know, Iowa. And I think that
right.
we are truly dependent upon each other. And I really was able to look at the cases with COVID and say, Texas is lucky to have us so that we could give like we were up and running because we know how to deal with snow and they don't. So we were able to actually like give them aid because like they were not prepared for that. But also because a lot of them were able to keep their businesses going. And honestly, hindsight 2020, really looking above at the cases in California, like Florida and Texas compared to our states, which were shut down, maybe just due to the way that they're set up, it wasn't that much of a difference. So like the fact that they were able to really keep, actually we were worse. And so
California. I don't know.
No, you
I
gotta
don't
go
about that.
Then if you look at the numbers, definitely worse here. Where
I
we
don't
were
know that
down.
I trust the numbers.
Okay. That's fair.
Is a thing.
But I mean, I think yeah. we were lucky that they were able to keep going and be able to provide something towards the economy, because I do think things across the states mm-hmm. are very different.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that.
So like, basically that you're saying that like all the differences come together and make this beautiful rainbow that works.
I mean, I think that if we were able to have the federal government weigh in on things that mattered, which sometimes I don't think that they do. Like, I feel like Trump was too slow to say that we did need a hard stop and he was too slow to do
that. Well, that's what I'm talking about. So
but
I
don't
think
that overall, like, so, but for instance, he should have hard stopped at the beginning, in my opinion, and then said, okay, let's evaluate.
and then allowed places that were, I mean, honestly, like even our neighbor in Iowa.
That's a response of the federal government though, correct? And that's what I'm saying, that the response needs to come more from the federal government.
But I don't think that they should be telling you that you need to be shut down after you've had like a, like if you have no numbers, like that part of it, I was I'm good.
Right. So you need to consider the differences, but yeah. It's still a, I think we're actually more agreeing than we're disagreeing here. When I say unified response, I don't necessarily mean it's the same for everybody, but I mean it's coming from the same place and it's strong and it's clear.
Yes, but also though, like I love the fact that like I would, okay, so I guess the best way to say this is I think that it would be great if the federal government's response was strong and clear if we agreed with it. But for instance, it's really nice to live in Illinois when you have Trump. It's really nice to live in Illinois when you have somebody who at the federal level that you don't like, because at the very least you get to have Pritzker, for better or for worse. I don't love him, but you get to live in Illinois where things are different. Like, I think that like I can look at other like states and say like, I'm real glad that y'all have your own rules. Cause it's real easy to say like, I wish everybody had it the same if you agree with who's in office. But if you fucking don't, if you're like, actually that person's trash, I'm real grateful to live in Illinois where like at least Pritzker was like,
yeah,
actually,
I think
this
the
is
issue though
show.
Is if it's someone you like, it kind of undermines their ability. Like, I don't think that, yeah, I just don't know that things are as effective. I get what you're saying that when things aren't
because
effective or when things aren't going well, like it probably helps, but then I think it doesn't help things when they could be good. But of course this is exactly the difference between the two of us, right? Because I'm thinking about this as an Enneagram one and I'm thinking about how things could just be better. And I think you're looking at it differently.
I'm thinking of it as a, like, I think that
at more of like the mitigation factors, I think.
Well, and I think also I'm just thinking about it, like, if for instance, if
or the
Donald
practicality,
Trump had his,
I'm more idealistic.
Yeah, I am very practical. Sixes are practical because I'm thinking.
I'm not super practical. I'm more idealistic.
Because I mean, if Donald Trump were president and he were able to say like every state in the nation has to do everything that I say, like this is the rule, like we're doing it this way, we would have never shut down in Illinois. We would have never shut down in California or New York.
No, that's true.
We would have, and so like, I'm like, the state government actually really helped us to be like, okay, like we actually over here in Illinois, like shit's getting real. We're going to create our own approach and we're going to do it this way. And I'm not saying the way it was done was perfect. There was definitely bumps in the road. The fucking unemployment situation was messy and gross. But like, I just think to myself, like remembering that a couple of months ago, we had a president who we all just fundamentally disagreed with. He could have said like no gay marriages, no abortions, and that would have been everywhere. And so like part of me is like, I'm actually really glad that we do get to say like, you get to choose where you live. If you want to live in Texas and you want to have to drive 45 fucking miles to get an abortion because of a little mishap, that's your choice. If you want to live in Illinois and be able to be provided like quality of care and like people care and like listen to you, great.
Although, like, wasn't that long ago we had Rauner and he was fucking nightmare, so.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, let me just say another controversial opinion. Rauner is no Donald Trump. Like, honestly.
No, I agree with you. He was so ineffective. He didn't get anything done. Although, I will tell you that that did have consequences for people like in nonprofits and stuff. So,
I mean,
I don't think he was as damaging as Trump.
Well,
I also think
that he's like an Illinois Republican, which is very different from like a Mississippi Republican or just like a fucking unhinged.
It's what's so funny is the whole time you're like talking about this again, I just think this shows the differences in you being more practical and me being more idealistic. I'm just like, well, Trump shouldn't even exist. Like, that shouldn't even be a possibility that he's ever president. And you're just like, I know exactly what you're going to say, which is like, but we have to think that that could be possible, Jamie.
Yes,
like, it
honestly,
already happened.
Yes, and like we just talked about at the beginning of this conversation, it could happen in 4 years unless, like, this is like literally, we need Biden, like, I agree with you. He's doing a great job, but I want the main, like, the excitement to be maintained. People need to, like, not. I don't
even think there's excitement now. He's right? So boring.
Like, I know. Like, we, like, I just need it to happen.
He's so, yeah. Think that it's, you, it's like, so one sad of, that, yeah. like, rational people are boring. Like, it's so sad yeah, to me.
Right. But, I mean, and crazy people are exciting. And yes. So, like, I just think that if you, like, if we get complacent and we forget that we had this fucking insane human. For like, he's so crazy. Like, I'm actually very chill most of the time. He infuriates me. Like, I can't even think about like how irrational he is, that I'm just like, I'm still super motivated because I just know that he's like the devil that's hanging out in the hallway waiting to come back, and I'm not fucking forgetting. Like, I'm like, I'm not forgetting that he is around the corner waiting to like inspire his psychopaths again to like, and we're like, if our party's not excited and not motivated to get out there again, because you know the boogeyman is gone, I just worried like of what can happen, because I really just can't stand him. Like, he really he triggered me. I was very triggered for 4 years. It was 4 years.
Oh yeah. I mean, and I think was scared not like that. I understand your triggers
feel triggered. You're a woman.
But I guess I don't want to say that I know exactly how it felt for you. That's
we all feel differently, but we are like, that's the thing that Democrats need to remember is like, we are not different. We were all fucking triggered by him. Every person that is like, wants to just be able to cope aesthetically, like get along with people, have freedoms, have equality, like anyone who wants that in their life, even like white men, everyone should be triggered by this dude. Like, it is like, I'm welcoming. I'm like, yes, white women, white men, Asian people, everyone should be like, this dude literally was like, there are great people who shoot places up. Like, there is domestic terrorism, not an issue. Like, it's just like, everyone should be alarmed. And he is like stopping at the mouth waiting to come back because he's fucking crazy. So yeah. I'm really like, I can't even think about him coming back. It like really freaks me out. Everyone should be freaked out.
What will I get do it.
If he gets reelected? Will I move? I can't move. I can't go down there.
Well, I mean, I have talked to, so I have a friend a really good friend actually, who I'm sure I've talked to you about her. She's also a therapist. She lives in St. Louis. Hi, Amy, if you're listening, I'm not sure if you are, but, and she, is married, and they've talked about moving to Belize.
Oh, that's so, are they from Belize or do they have family?
No, okay. They just like really have been trying to think about like a location outside of the US that has like pretty stable, weather that would just be like a good place to retire. And, hopefully she doesn't mind me saying her husband's black and he's just like tired of being scared of like being harmed as a black man.
Right. So, I mean, honestly, I don't blame them. Belize it up. I had an Uber driver who was from Belize and he just said he came here to make money and that he was planning on going back. He was like, it's just so affordable to buy things in Belize. He's like, you can build a beautiful
now I'm like thinking about that more too. Like the more that they talk about it, the more I'm like, that doesn't sound like a totally bad idea.
I mean, honestly, like the guy was just like, he was like, yeah, he's like, he basically money and he goes towards like building this plantation. He like bought the land and now he's going to like, he actually told me he bought like all the supplies and then
all right, let's do it, let's all move.
I mean, we can't all move to Belize. There's some, we don't need to take everyone.
Just saying us,
let's have a waiting like list. Sure, but like we have to approve you.
I totally agree.
You need to be approved. Everyone just can't come to Belize. Like there's some people where you're like not invited.
I'm trying to get away from you, so no, you can't. Yes. Like
I don't need your drama coming with me to my destination of Belize where I'm going to be like enjoying my life on my beachfront cottage. I don't need that. Now that we can all work remotely, this is totally possible.
I know. I ended up not applying for that Puerto Rico thing, but I probably should have.
Honestly, like there's a new show on HGTV. People who are just like, where do we want to move? Because we don't have to live anywhere anymore because my job is like permanently remote. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I love it. I love it.
Well, honestly, I think what I would do if I was in a partnership with somebody, either like a friendship or a romantic partnership,
sure.
Mm-hmm. That we were kind of like living together, whatever. I think what I would do if we were both remote, is probably get, like somehow convince myself that I'm not disgusted by Airstreams or motorhomes and just like go to all the national parks. That's probably what I would first do. And then maybe find somewhere to live more permanently.
Yes. Okay. So there's this, there's a lot of people who are doing that. So family that their mm-hmm. Friends are just doing that. They're going and just checking out other places to live. And I just like love this new way of thinking. Like somebody emailed me yesterday on LinkedIn about like a talent acquisition manager role. And she was like, but you'd have to move to like she was like Fort Myers. And I was like, where the heck?
No.
Where the heck is Fort Myers?
It's Florida. Yes. No.
So, but it's on the beach in Florida. So I was actually.
Yeah, but it's Florida.
Listen, Jamie,
you just talked about choosing where you can choose where to live. You want to choose live in Florida?
To live on the
really
beach.
Think about I literally, that. Really I, think about that.
I genuinely thought about it. I like looked, I was in the car with Mike and I was like, should we just move to Florida? I was like, should I talk to her? I'm so tired of winter, Jamie. I don't know how many more I have in me. I literally can't even tell you. I'm not kidding. I dead ass was like, what do you think about moving to Florida? Like, is that going to be, I literally looked it up. Then I started looking at real estate. I can't, it's like,
oh, it's so cold. Inexpensive.
It's cold in May, Jamie. I'm like, I don't know how much longer I can do this. I mean, maybe I'll feel, I'm just having like some anxiety
you'll forget.
About being
you'll forget.
Cold.
And then next winter will come and you'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's what happens. One day somebody's going to email me about a job in a warm location and it's going to be like dead winter and I'm going to say yes. Like I am ready to get, I can't handle it. I don't think I can handle any more winters. Like I've started to use better than gloves when I see you, because I'm sure this will still be happening, my hands, because like I had a viral infection a couple of weeks ago. Like I was sick. And then I'm like washing my hands. I'm washing everything all the time. So like now even up to past my wrist is dry skin. Lotion doesn't even help it anymore. So I've started to use gloves in a bottle, Jamie. That's where I am because it is so cold and so dry. And mm-hmm. I have to be so clean that now I'm using gloves in a bottle because apparently I'm also 80 years old. But I will
gloves
recommend
in a bottle.
Product.
So that means the bottle goes on top of the gloves?
No,
it's
a protective hand lotion. I'm telling everyone, if you have really dry hands, check this out. It's like very good.
I have really, my legs get dry. Does it work for legs too? Or is it just for hands?
It's for everything. You should totally get it. Okay. I'm an old.
It's called gloves in a box.
Gloves in a bottle.
Gloves in. Oh, I get it. Okay. It took me a while, but I finally get what that means.
In this, it says, like an invisible pair of gloves, all in one shielding lotion. And mm-hmm. honestly, it's quite wonderful, but only old people use this and now me. And you only need a very small amount. I feel like I'm in an infomercial because I'm putting it on right now. So you only need like the size of a dime and you just rub it in and it's so light and it's not sticky. Would recommend, but also I'm sad that this is my life, that I need this product at the ripe old age of 32. That's where I'm at. Are you Googling gloves in a bottle?
No. Oh. No, I'm just thinking about what you're saying.
No, I'll show you my skin later. But I feel like this was a whole hour of us just talking about nothing. Anything else you want to talk
about? Isn't that always what we do?
I mean, sometimes we have a point, but like, I don't even know what I'm going to title this episode.
Ramblings? I don't know.
Yeah, like, Iris had a migraine, so...
The day Iris had a migraine. I mean, I don't know. We did talk about a bunch of things.
We totally did. Oh, you mentioned
a bunch of things.
My neighbor, by the way, has a new dog named Margo, who is super cute.
Does the dog get along with Katie or what?
No. We don't do that. No.
Oh, okay.
They already had a dog. They have a dog. I don't know what other dog's name is. It's like a little white dog. And this new dog, Margo, is also like a little dog. I think it's like a Cocker Spaniel Poodle mix, but it's very cute. It has made me like how people have baby fever. I have dog fever. I'm like, do I need another dog?
Oh, gosh. Katie says no.
No, Katie seriously is like, no, thank you.
She's like, all the petting is for me, so I don't think you have time for other dogs.
She probably could. I mean, maybe. I mean, she actually does somehow go to doggy daycare. So I mean, maybe
yeah, and
she'd
she goes to
okay.
dog park. She likes other dogs.
Yeah, so I think the issue actually is training around being around you, it sounds mm-hmm. like, which happens. There are situations like that where it's really when they're around the owner, they get really protective.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. So you could get training around that.
She's just making sure that I'm okay.
Yeah, you could definitely get training. I mean, Maya's a different situation. She's just like, no, I really don't. I'm not really interested.
Yeah, I don't blame
Maya.
Which
is so similar to my personality, so I kind of get it.
You're like, I get it, Maya. We found like, each other.
Yeah, I wonder if she's kind of like ambivalent like me, where there is like some curiosity, but then in the end, it's just like, yeah, actually, it's not really worth it, though.
Yeah,
well, maybe, and then it's like, no, actually, no, it still isn't.
Yeah, especially.
But at least
annoying.
I checked in.
Yeah, I tried. You're annoying, and I definitely don't want to be bothered with this.
Yes. That, I think, exactly sums up what we've been talking about this week.
Yeah. I mean, and that's okay. That's the best way to be.
Absolutely.
Just be true to yourself. Okay, anything else that we're going to talk about today?
I don't think so, unless you want
Bennifer
to talk about
being back together.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say that was the one thing we haven't talked about.
Yeah. I know people are upset about it. And I'm just being
I don't have an opinion. You're saying the
me
same
either.
Thing. I really don't. I mean, I think like they both have been through so many different things. And it's just like kind of natural that they're coming back full circle to me. I don't find it surprising at all. I don't know. I think, yeah, people are really like surprised.
Yeah, but also
but
like
they've
they
been
even?
Through so many relations. Well, especially Jennifer. Maybe mm-hmm. I don't know as much about
well,
Ben, but
Ben's
I assume
been to
that
like
he
rehab. Like, he's
oh,
been, yeah,
I
like,
didn't know. It doesn't surprise me though.
Yeah, like he went to rehab. He broke out of rehab. Like, he has a drinking
oh.
problem. Like, he's
oh,
just
still.
I mean, I don't know, but maybe.
And
I
always
I
felt like
they,
their relationship was like a true passionate. Thing.
Yeah,
so
like,
it kind of doesn't
like
surprise
of,
me that it draws.
Totally.
Like, I don't even know if they're like wanting it to be a thing, other than
they're both
just
like broken up with somebody recently, and would like to just be with somebody who you know and you don't have to work with, you
right? And
to,
like I just want to have fun, like, and I totally am supportive of that for them. If like that's what they want to do, that's so awesome. Like they, you know, it's not like they're like on the track. In their 20s or 30s of trying to find a long-term relationship and have a family. They've already done that.
Right. They both have
not that they couldn't want that now too, but like, yeah. I think, you know, once you've done that, sometimes you're like, well, I already did that. And so I know what that's like. And now I want something different or whatever. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know,
well, and I
do
think
what
you
want to do.
Like, you know, that each other too, like she's been
yeah.
married now. She has kids. She's older.
Yeah, bro,
she's,
that's what I mean. Yeah.
yeah and she's like,
and
no,
I want to feel bad for A-Rod because this
no.
can be like a betrayal, but he's also been with so many people and
no,
it's been weird circumstances.
That's
like,
why she broke up with him. He cheated on her with a fucking Bravo celebrity. We do
oh,
not feel bad for A-Rod.
Okay, I didn't know that.
All.
I didn't know that.
Okay, so long and short is there's this show called Southern Charmed on Bravo.
Okay.
There's this girl named Madison LaCroix who is gorgeous. She's beautiful.
And is she like 20?
No, actually Madison's like in her 30s. So like respect to A-Rod for that. She has a kid.
That's still too young in my opinion. He's in his 50s, yeah. but whatever.
Okay, yeah. But I mean, she's not 22. She
yeah,
has a
she's
kid.
Not 22. But fair enough.
She's yeah, she has a kid.
She's
divorced.
An adult.
She has her own business. Like she's an adult. But mm-hmm. she's also like kind of a little bit of a Jersey chaser. So like on the reality, like on the reunion of this reality show, mm-hmm. her co-stars were like, you were fucking face sexting with A-Rod. And they like totally said it. And she wanted them to say it because she's messy. And it was kind
of
like,
well, maybe
whole...
it was even like, maybe it was even planned for the show. I mean, you know, they plan things like that.
Well,
so.
And I mean, but like she had to actually sign an NDA. So that's why she couldn't say anything, but it was okay.
But they set it up for other people to say. I still think it was set up.
Yes, yeah. yes, yes. And also, I don't know if you're familiar with who Jay Cutler is, but she was dating.
Yeah, of course I'm. Well, okay. Yes, I know who Jay Cutler is.
Okay. So she was dating Jay Cutler. And then she started talking shit about Kristen Cavallari on fucking Instagram. So he broke up with her. Then she read all of his Instagram messages live on TV. So anyway, that's who
wow.
this girl is.
Wow.
She's super cute, though.
I mean, I kind of have more respect for him.
So, yes. Oh, my God. Totally. Totally. Like, he was I don't talk so shit about my baby's mom.
Because I know he is going to, like, probably – I mean, he's definitely going to have physical consequences. Yes. And I just feel so – yeah, it's so sad to me. I mean,
but I feel like he's trying his best to I think he's trying his best to live a normal life now. Like,
yeah, until he gets early dementia or something. Yeah, yeah, that's good.
I mean, to be honest,
it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to,
because
right,
he has diabetes too. So he's probably, yeah.
Whoa.
It's for life. Like, he used to have to inject himself on the sidelines. Like, he's whatever the you're born with. I think it's type 1. Okay, yeah, that's what he has.
Type 1 is. I didn't know that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So he did a lot of work. I mean, a lot of the times when he was looking like people would be like, he doesn't look excited. It's because he has fucking diabetes.
Oh,
hello?
Wow. That is yeah. Now I'm curious about how that interacts with all the concussions, but
I bet it's not good. Obviously. Horrible.
And I'm also wondering his performance, that's so hard to balance and maintain that,
I could. Yeah, it's probably really bad. It's probably really bad.
That's kind of amazing. Okay. I'm glad that I know that about him, because I have even more respect for him now.
Well, yeah. And he was really her, his wife. He was that's the mother of my kids. So anyway, long story short, A-Rod cheated on J-Lo with this trollop. And then... basically, she broke up with him, rightfully so. It was embarrassing and just what the fuck? She's J-Lo. And then J-Lo released this really sexy Instagram video. Basically, oh my God, there was so much drama about this, and it was great and it was riveting for a couple of weeks. But anyway, long and short, A-Rod sucks. He cheated on her, and I think Ben is the perfect rebound fuckboy. He's cute. He's got the Boston accent.
Yeah, now I wonder. Now that makes me really think that's a piece of it. Because what better way to hit him than to go with Ben?
Totally. And as a fun side, I'm so messy.
Maybe they're even they could be even setting this up. Who knows?
That's what I was thinking. I was I think this is a setup, but also
I know, I was going to say, it's one of those bad made for TV movies where they're let's pretend. And then they end up falling in love.
I'm here for it. I don't know why everybody's I don't want to see this. I'm why? Who cares? Listen, she really, no one remembers this, but J-Lo really helped him get his shit together. Before her,
messy, that's true.
And he looked kind of gross. And then she got him with nice hair.
I remember so many pictures of them being at award shows and him looking all
stunning,
up.
The best he's ever looked in his life. So basically, Ben's trying to get his shit together, because he's fallen off. He has a messy divorce. He slept with a nanny in rehab. He left rehab. He was dating a young girl. He was sending people messages on fucking dating websites, and it was weird.
Ooh.
Yeah. So J-Lo for sure. If he wants to get his shit together and get back up to the A-list, this is a win for him. And it's a win for her too, because it's a distraction from her breakup. I think it's a setup, and I'm here for it.
Okay.
That's all. That was a great way to end it.
Love it.
And now you know everything that you need to know, but now you know.
Now you know.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Iris. Bye.
Bye, everyone.